From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Last hour tonight, Joshua P. Warren joins us with his paranormal moment. Here's what's happening. Rescue workers pulled victims, some screaming in pain from the heavy rubble of buildings felled by a powerful earthquake that killed at least 531 people. Though officials are saying that could go up to 1,100 people, the death toll expected to go perhaps even higher than that. The brunt of Wednesday's 7.6 magnitude earthquake, which originated in the sea off Sumatra Island, appeared to have been borne by the Padang town, where 376 people there died. Four other districts accounted for the remaining deaths. The region was jolted by another powerful earthquake on Thursday morning, causing damage but no reported fatalities. That whole ring of fire is constantly getting barraged with earthquakes. Nearly one in three borrowers who applied for a mortgage last year was denied as lenders kept their standards tight as the mortgage crisis accelerated. In its annual look at mortgage practices among lending institutions, the Federal Reserve said the denial rate for all home loans was about 32% last year, about the same as in 2007. And Ford Motor Company said that its U.S. auto sales fell 5% in September from a year earlier as a demand slumped off, in part due to the end of the U.S. government's Cash for Clunkers incentive program. Sales at Ford's core brands, Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury, fell 6%. Catherine Austin Fitz with us. She's one of our financial gurus. Catherine, first of all, the housing market, it's not any better yet, is it?
No, it's really not, George. We just had a report that the Fed so far this year has bought an amount of mortgage-backed securities which is greater than the amount of mortgages being originated this year. And what that means is the Fed is the mortgage market. So very bad sign that we need the Fed to basically monetize the full originations for the year so far.
Is it a good or bad thing, Catherine, that they're starting to deny one in three loan applications? Had they done this years ago, maybe we wouldn't have been in this mess.
Well, you have to wonder, when you look at everything that's going on, George, whether the goal is to destroy the economy. And there is, if you look at the legislation pending on whether it's health care, on food safety, on cap and trade and energy, I mean, you're literally looking at an assault at small business, and the sort of funny business going on in the mortgage market, I think, is just part of it.
Catherine, there is incredible pressure out there from all kinds of forces, and I'm beginning to feel as if the middle class is being forgotten totally. And if this indeed is a conspiracy to crush the economy and move on to a one-world government, a one-world economy, what happens to the middle class? The middle class that kept the backbone of America together for so many years?
Well, it depends on what the middle class does, because what you're seeing, it's a lot of this is going to come down to the state legislatures, George. The states right now have more of a base in their local economies and in small business than they do in federal money, although it's running neck and neck if you look at it county by county. And at some point, the state legislatures are going to be forced to make a decision as to whether they can afford to maintain financial accountability when the feds are basically trying to harvest the economy underneath them. And so that's going to be the 10th Amendment issues are going to get very, very important over the next 3 to 6 months.
We have two websites for Catherine Austin Fitz, financialpermaculture.com. And the other is solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I, and I invite you to go to both of those and get some incredible information from Catherine Austin Fitz. Thanks again, Catherine. An ancient human-like creature that may be a direct ancestor to our species has been described by researchers. The assessment of the 4.4-million-year-old animal is reported in the journal Science. Even if it is not on the direct line to us, it offers insights into how we evolve from the common ancestor we share with chimps, according to the researchers there. A schoolgirl, tired of her grandmother's moaning, decided to sell her on eBay. Zoe Pemberton, a 10-year-old from England, put her 61-year-old grandmother up for sale on the auction website with no reserve price. Describing her as rare and annoying and moaning a lot, she also said that her grandmother was very cuddly, loved word searches, and enjoyed drinking tea. Granny got a bid of about $3,500. We're not sure it's a real bid. The U.S. Forest Service has banned the name of Jesus from decorations being assembled by children in Arizona for a blue spruce from the state that will become the Capitol Christmas tree this year, and a legal firm is challenging the censorship. Banning Christmas, they say, from the Capitol Christmas tree is just absurd. Christian students shouldn't be discriminated against for expressing their religious beliefs, said Jonathan Scruggs. He's the litigation staff counsel for the Allegiance Defense Fund. The First Amendment does not allow government officials to exclude school children's ornaments for the Capitol's Christmas tree merely because they communicate a religious viewpoint. And judges have overturned a legal ban on science fiction fans naming their son Q after their favorite Star Trek character. The parents from Sweden appealed to the Swedish Supreme Court after two previous hearings upheld a court order saying the name could cause the boy mental anguish. I'll tell you one thing that is not mental anguish: watching the documentaries of James Fox. He's got one coming up Sunday on the History Channel. And James, my friend, what's it all about?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. I can just say it's an absolute miracle that we managed to get this make this deal happen, because it is, and I'm not just trying to toot my own horn, but it really is.
Oh, go ahead.
No, well done. Throw modesty to the wind for a minute. No, but really is the most credible film. It doesn't break any ground in terms of with the UFO community, but it really does put forth a very, very compelling argument that UFOs are real. And I feel very strongly that once this thing is aired on Sunday, the debate will shift from are they real to who's actually piloting them.
Over the past couple of years, you have been on Larry King's show at least 7 times. You were on with me once, Anderson Cooper's show, ABC Nightline, Dateline. You're all over the place, James. Now, this documentary is called I Know What I Saw and exposes reasons behind what you allege: government secrecy from those involved at the highest levels. Did you get some good whistleblowers?
Amazing. We went to France, and we met with, because I don't know if you remember, France released their UFO files fairly recently. It was CNES, which is the French equivalent of NASA. And we met with the guy, Jacques Patinet, who did that, who's got a recommendation to the U.S. government about not being afraid to release this information. Britain released more of their files, the MOD, just a couple of months ago. We featured those files. Some of those files in the piece. It's very current, up to date.